Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Not today, thank you.
Oh, what? Look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Despite the fact that nothing's happening, it feels almost impossible to do. But I got a secret weapon here, namely a can of Professor Peppy. You know Professor Peppy. This is Professor Peppy. It's a completely different proposition as a beverage. So refreshing and cloyingly sweet. It's Aldi's completely unique product that bears no relation to Dr. Pepper. Professor Peppy. They worked together for a while, once. Possibly in Gaza. I think they worked for Médecins Sans Frontières. In this case, it's Sucre Sans Frontières. It's part of my entirely fruitful, so far, I think you'll agree, boycott of certain products because of their alleged links to funding bad things happening. This is my gesture. This is, wow. It feels good. Every morning I think to myself, hero. Although, to be honest, if you tasted Professor Peppy, you might be inclined to agree. I don't know. Anyway, how are you? It's really, it's nice to be here. And I keep sort of wistfully looking at my computer and thinking, I'd like to do a podcast. And then I have to do things like fill bags with bits of leaf mold and take it to the tip. I don't like the tip in Bedford. Have I talked about... I got a phone call once saying, hi, is this Jake Yap? And I said, yes. I said, hi, I bought a phone off eBay and your number was in it. I was like, what? And we did a lot of digging and found that it was a phone that we had taken to the Tidy Tip Recycle Centre, whatever you have to call it nowadays, the Hug Barn, to be recycled with the small electronics. A member of staff had fished it out and sold it on eBay, but hadn't done a factory reset. I think I hadn't done a factory reset because I thought I couldn't. Anyway, this one was like, don't worry, I'm going to reset the phone now. But just a heads up. Contacted the police and said, this is what's happened. And they said, we'll get back to you. And they said, no crime has been committed here since you threw the phone away and they were allowed to dispose of it in whatever manner they saw fit. I was like, but the guy who works at the Hug Barn is just fishing stuff out and selling it on eBay. And they're like, yep, that's fine. I was like, well, hang on a minute. He's personally making a profit. Anyway, just a word to the wise, guys. Because the house, we're putting the house on the market. Do you want to buy a house? Great. See you on Thursday. That's, you know, it's sort of quite an exciting proposition, but it's a lot of stuff to deal with, isn't it? Trying to make a house look like a mad person hasn't lived in it. I mean, can you imagine? Of course you can. That's the horror of it. Look, there was loads of stuff. I've spent days trying to get stuff together. I was going to do this whole big thing about Noel Edmonds because it is absolutely bonkers what's going on. He has read the same articles as me about billionaires buying up land in New Zealand because they know the apocalypse is coming, the environmental apocalypse is coming. So they're buying literally hundreds of thousands of acres in New Zealand to be self-sufficient and building big sort of impenetrable bunkers in there. Now, Noel Edmonds, he's not quite that league. So he's bought a small grocery shop on the South Island. And he's, I mean, he was always a bit... Did you know that he claims he's visited by two orbs the size of melons that he believes are his dead parents? And for a while, he carried around a life-size mannequin called Candice Can. And fought very strongly a plan for a cycle path that could go through. He's trying to buy up a big complex of properties. And the council sort of said, hey, could we put the cycle path like through your... sort of complex. It's like a restaurant and a cafe and stuff and a shop. Could we? Because then people wouldn't have to go on the road. And he was like, absolutely not. That's the power of positive energy. Fights cancer, you know. Yes, the River Haven Estate. It's a cafe, pub and vineyard. And holds events for car enthusiasts. My kind of people. Speaking of which, do you want to buy a car? I've got a very beautiful Morris Minor Traveller for sale. It's been completely rebuilt. Possibly except for the brake pads. Brakes are locked on it. They locked in the middle of a roundabout one cold wet evening, and I had to get it towed back. So I'm going to get the brakes fixed, but everything else is absolutely on point. What's that? No? Okay, let's move on. What else was it about? I was going to talk about. There was so much stuff. It's ridiculous. I was going to talk about how perovskite cells are the new solar panel technology and they're absolutely caning it in terms of efficiency. It's really great. That could be good. I was going to talk about sad stuff about how something like 75% of people working in film and TV are now unemployed and it's pretty horrendous and somewhat comforting. I mean, not comforting. Of course not comforting. That's entirely the wrong word. But it's reassuring to know that my situation is not that unusual. It's not me, I guess is what I'm saying. It's not me. While I was researching Noel Edmonds and all of his stuff, I got onto a website called tvlicenseresistance.info, which is everything you would imagine. All right, there's no surprises there. But it's a forum for people talking about the you lose... in London. Shame to hear about the vandalism of those cameras. Do not endorse... okay, police, I know you're watching. Do not endorse any criminal behaviour. It's like, they are not interested in you. No one is interested in you, guys. But on their forum, talking about TV... I'm very pleased to say I have not paid the BBC anything in 14 years. There's a jokes section. Isn't that exciting? So here's one. I've got a guard dog, but he's useless and lets everybody get past him. It's my fault for buying a UK border collie. There's plenty of jokes in there about dyslexia, stutters, you know. And only the level of misogynistic banter you'd expect from a thread which was initiated by a man whose username is Bedsit Bob. See you in IKEA, Bob. We'll be buying a single bed. Yes, I've had some thoughts on this format. I think it's going to shape up nicely. But we've already had some... responses to it. This is the Unread Book Club. I sort of observe that I've got a lot of unread books and I'd like to belong to a book club, but I'm never going to read the books. And I thought, surely we can have this, a book club for people who don't read the books. Catherine has emailed jakeyapmusic@gmail.com. She says, I do not have any books beside my bed because I never get to read books in bed due to the regular presence of the refusing to sleep child. Instead, the most urgent to-be-read books, TBR books, are on the top shelf of this bookshelf, and there's a photograph attached. These aren't my only TBRs. No. I'd say about 35% of the books I own are TBR. That's normal, though, right? Right? Catherine, we're not here to book shame anyone. And I'm going to say, yeah, I think that probably is normal. You've got a big old shelf there. The Bathysphere book. What? Briefly A Delicious Life by, I can't read that. The Party. Something to Answer For by P.A. Newby. And a Susan Hill, The Return of Trust. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there's a way we can make this a thing, right? We can make this work. And my thinking is, one of us submit your book that you haven't read, right? And we'll all try to work out, and then tell me what you think happens in the book. So you're like, I haven't read this book, but here's what I think happens. And then maybe someone listening will have read the book and they'll be able to tell you, they'll be able to score you basically on a sort of out of 10 for accuracy and tell you where you got it right and where you got it wrong. Steve, he texted 07, I can't remember the number. Are you still on this number? The Unread Book Club sounds like a great idea. I was bought The Autobiography of Keith Moon back in the early 2000s and still haven't managed to read it. I will do one day when I have more time. These things can't be rushed, can they? Steve, I'd say 20-odd years. That's an okay lead time. Has anyone read The Autobiography of Keith Moon? Does anyone want it? Steve, do you want to have a crack at what you think happens in it? Any great anecdotes that you suspect might be in there? Who would feature and what would happen? And has anyone read it? And can they mark his work? So there you go. I've got a book. It's called The Artist's Way, and I did start to read it. I'd got probably two or three pages in. That was a few months ago. I'm going to say that it's a book that encourages you to do lots of creative exercises. I mean, I know that, but I don't know what the exercises are. So I'm going to say there's one where you have to make a piece of art out of non-art materials. So pasta, perhaps some Epsom salts, or things you find in your front garden. Am I close? Let me know. It's jcapmusic@gmail.com. Has anyone read Keith Moon's autobiography? Can they tell Steve what's happening in it? And I'm going to say, has anyone read The Return of Trust by Susan Hill? And can they tell us what's in it? And in the meantime, Catherine and Steve, if you want to submit what you think happens, that would be great too. Okay, let's mark each other's work. I'm going to leave it there. I tell you what, I'll leave you with a jingle because you can still WhatsApp the WhatsApp number, I think. Yeah, you can.
You can WhatsApp JCAP on 07862 032 654.
Those are the days. It's still here, apparently. Anyway, look, that's it for now. I've got to do some work. I did a radio series a year ago called Jake Capp's Unwinding on Radio 4 Extra. Went down a storm. Everybody loved it. Still waiting. Still waiting to hear a year on as to whether they're going to buy it. Absolutely fine. It's done a lot for my mental health. Thank you for asking. Just to pile on, I've been invited to put together the a submission tape for an award to see if it could win an award, and that doesn't make me feel weird and swimmy and a bit sick at all. Anyway, hey, it's the weekend, right? It's I think the 28th weekend of this January, so enjoy it and see you on the other side. Don't forget, email your books and anything at all, really. AOB, always welcome. jcapmusic@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.